Good afternoon. Thank you very much for coming. We'll start with short statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister, I'm so pleased to be able to welcome you here at NATO headquarters. And Georgia is one of our most committed partners. And Georgia plays an outstanding role in our operations. Especially in Afghanistan, you have really contributed very much, and we appreciate that very much because it has been also great importance. The Wales Summit marked an important milestone in our relations. We agreed a substantial package of measures that will strengthen your country's defense capabilities and help Georgia move closer to membership. We also invited Georgia to join our initiative to enhance the interoperability between your defense, your armed forces, and NATO's forces. Today, we discussed how to translate these initiatives into actions. NATO will support defense capacity building in Georgia through embedded trainees. And we are pleased that Georgia will also host NATO Georgia Training Center. The center will help Georgian forces maintain their ability to work with NATO, and it will prepare Georgia and other partners for future contributions to the NATO response force. So, Prime Minister, Georgia has really made impressive progress in recent years, and we commend you for that. And we will support you as you continue to take forward the democratic reforms in your country. That includes further strengthening the rule of law, including the independence of the judiciary. The Georgian people has made it clear that they want Euro-Atlantic integration to continue. And Georgia has moved closer to NATO in recent years. We stand by the decision we took at the NATO summit in Bucharest in 2008. Georgia will be a member of NATO, provided it fulfills the necessary criteria. And we will continue to assist you on this path. That is why we are expanding the cooperation between NATO and Georgia, and that is why I appreciate so much to meet with you today here at NATO headquarters. Prime Minister, please, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure for me to discuss Georgia's NATO membership process, the way ahead up to the NATO Wales Summit, and the regional security issues with the Secretary General. NATO Wales Summit decision represents a step forward on Georgia's Euro-Atlantic integration track, and we are determined to continue on this path and will actively use these the membership tools to achieve our progress. We are committed to timely and effectively implement the substantial package, NATO-Georgia package, that was adopted at the Wales Summit in order to advance Georgia in preparation for NATO membership. As a reliable partner and a future member of the alliance, Georgia is willing to make its contribution to the Euro-Atlantic security. I expressed to the Secretary General Georgia's commitment to the ISAF operation and readiness to engage in the resolute support mission in Afghanistan. Despite the heavy and very painful casualties we have suffered during the ISAF mission in Afghanistan, we also discussed the regional security developments, notably the recent proposal of the Russian Federation to Georgia's occupied region in Abkhazia to sign the so-called Treaty on Alliance and Integration. In this regard, I would like to express our deep concerns and regret that despite our constructive approach to Russia, the Russian side didn't respond to our constructive policy in the same spirit, and they continue destructive policy towards Georgia's occupied regions, aiming at de facto annexation of Abkhazia region and possibly Skhinmala region as well. I would like to highlight our strong appreciation for the unwavering and continuous support of the alliance to Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders, and we remain confident that the issue of Georgia's occupied territories will remain on the screen on the radar of the alliance. And finally, Secretary General, let me underline that Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspiration is the choice of Georgian people. And on our part, we will spare no efforts to achieve this goal. And I want to thank you again for today's meeting. Thank you.
We'll start with the Georgian public broadcaster.
Georgian public broadcaster Ketevan Kardava. Mr. Secretary General, after the meeting with the Prime Minister of Georgia, do you have any concerns, questions and doubts about the commitment of Georgia to euro integration? And the second part of my question, it's very important for us, the implementation of a package which we receive in Wales. But at the same time, we hear from Russia the statements that they are against NATO enlargement and the opening of the NATO training center in Georgia. So can their position and also their statement make some influence on the implementation process? And the Prime Minister of Georgia, I have a question. Have you received the reassurance from NATO that Georgian partners will do everything to influence on Russia not to sign a new agreement with Abkhazia? Thank you very much.
First of all, I would like to underline that the Prime Minister strongly underlined in the talks we had that Georgia is continuing on its path towards more Euro-Atlantic integration. And I very much welcome that commitment. It is a strong commitment, and it is an important commitment because it's also in line with the decision we took at the NATO summit in 2008. I was present there when I was Prime Minister, where we decided that Georgia will become a member of NATO. And therefore, of course, I also strongly welcome the strong commitment of continued Euro-Atlantic integration by the Prime Minister in our meeting before this press conference. We are going to continue to implement the package we agreed on in Wales, which is a package that will strengthen the defense capabilities of Georgia. It's about training, it's about exercises, it's about establishing the joint Georgian-NATO exercise or training center. And we do that because we respect the sovereignty of Georgia. And it's a relationship between NATO and Georgia, how we develop our cooperation. Whether we establish this kind or the other kind of cooperation is something we decide together. And we have decided to establish the training center. It's going to be established because Georgia is a sovereign nation. NATO is an organization that works together with a strong and committed partner, Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. I shared our concerns with the Secretary General. I informed him about the recent developments in the occupied region of Abkhazia. I look forward to working closely with the Secretary General, and we continue to work with the international partners, with the international community. And, of course, we have a strong support from NATO, from the European Union, from the international community. And hopefully, of course, we will have a strong support from our friends and partners. Thank you.
Rustavitu, my colleague already asked you, but I want to ask once again and to be more concrete. Secretary General, your impressions after the meeting with Prime Minister, is still questions about our Euro-Atlantic integration course is actual? And second question is when and in what environment can be released the decision made during the World Summit about the opening the NATO center. You also told about this, but more concrete, if it's possible.
So, as I said, the Prime Minister was very strong, very clear, that Georgia is going to continue its Euro-Atlantic integration, and I welcome that strong commitment. And that's important for Georgia, and it's important, of course, for the strong partnership between Georgia and NATO. And I also welcome the very substantial contributions Georgia already have provided to NATO by participating, for instance, in the ISAF operations or operation in Afghanistan. So I have no reason to doubt that this is a strong commitment made by the prime minister, but also made by the people of Georgia. And therefore the broad support in Georgia for the Euro-Atlantic integration is so important, because it has this very strong political support from the broad spectrum of political parties in Georgia. And I welcome that. The training center, we are going to establish the training center, and our plan is to start the implementation of the different elements of the package by our ministerial meeting in February. And then we will also be able to tell more in details about the different elements of the package at the ministerial NATO ministerial meeting in February.
One last very quick question, NPR.
Hi, Terry Schultz with National Public Radio and CBS, to both men. Mr. Prime Minister, you've now got a lot of turmoil taking place at home. How do you plan to resolve that? And when you look at what's happening in Ukraine, does it give you pause? I know the Georgians have asked in their own way. Does it give you pause about your Euro-Atlantic integration? You've seen what's happening in Kiev. And, Mr. Secretary General, sort of our standard question. You see continued bold efforts by Russia to show of force in NATO airspace, more or less. Do you think that if the European Union, for example, tightened economic sanctions today, which it doesn't look like they're going to, would that change Russia's calculus at all? What is going to change it? Thank you. I know you have to give brief answers. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you for your question. Regarding the turmoil, there's no turmoil in my country. Of course, we're concerned about this. The decision that Moscow is going to sign the new treaty with the occupied region in Abkhazia. But, of course, we're going to stay in touch with our partners and friends. But let me once again remind you all that we experienced this conflict in 2008. And I think what we are facing right now in Ukraine is the continuation of our war in 2008. Therefore, we have experienced it already. But we keep moving. We keep, we're on the same, on the right track, and we're going to continue.
So, concerning the increased Russian air activity, military air activity around NATO's border or in the airspace surrounding NATO. I will just confirm that we have seen increased Russian activity, and NATO is doing what we are supposed to do. We have intercepted the Russian planes. We have intercepted more than 100 times so far this year, and that's three times as much as last year. And we stay vigilant, we stay prepared. And we have also increased air policing in the eastern part of the alliance. So we do what we are supposed to do. We are intercepting planes when they are approaching NATO airspace. When it comes to the economic sanctions imposed by the European Union, I welcome the sanctions. But then I will not now speculate on what the European Union will do in a meeting they have tonight or today. But sanctions are important, partly because I think that it's part of it makes very clear that it's not it has a consequence. It has a cost to behave in the way Russia is behaving. And it has to be reactions, and the sanctions is posing a cost on Russia as long as they behave in the way they do.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for.